I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Parents and kids each have their own stresses and their own reactions to the many changes in daily routine due to the COVID-19 pandemic. To talk about some positive parenting approaches to respond to challenging behaviors when kids get stressed and frustrated right now is Dr. Rachel Zweigorn. She's an assistant professor of pediatrics and a pediatrician at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Zweigorn, what can parents do to sort of set the stage for success for their kids in terms of their child's behavior right now during these stressful times?
One of the most powerful things you can do is just to have a clear schedule, a nice routine for your day, and even make it visible. You want to make sure you address your children's concerns and fears in an honest and kind way that's child-friendly. And also making sure that you have provided some resources in your home for creative play.
And what are some positive ways that parents can deal with the challenging behaviors that do come up from time to time with kids?
I think the first thing during this time is really picking your battles. But I think really ignoring the behavior that is not serious is key. And then if a behavior is starting to transition into something that really needs to be addressed because it's unsafe or unacceptable, then trying to redirect children is always the best first strategy. Another thing you can do that's very, very powerful is find the good behavior, identify it, and praise it. That sometimes is tricky to do. And one tip I've heard is that for every time you have to correct your child's behavior, find three positive comments that you can give them about their behavior.
Is this important for kids of all ages to see that we're noticing all the positive things they're doing, not just the little kids, but even older kids?
Absolutely. It's easier when they're little because they don't know you're doing it. I think older kids and teenagers sometimes think they're a little too cool to hear about what they're doing well, but they do internalize those positive messages from their parents. And it really means a lot to children to be seen and noticed because they're trying hard. We're all trying hard to keep it together and be positive, and kids are trying hard too. And it means a lot to see that and to say it.
Any other strategies that parents can use for some challenging behaviors from kids?
Well, I think this is sort of exceptional time, and now is the time to go ahead and use rewards and privileges. Sometimes in these times, it's okay to relax a little with the treats or relax a little with the screen time. If your kids are having a rough day and they can turn it around, it is okay to reward them with a little extra screen time.
Any other quick parenting tips to keep things on a positive note for parents and kids?
Now, if you've had a really rough week, and we've all had those. I'm homeschooling my kids too. And some weeks are better than others. If you feel like one child in particular is just really challenging with their behaviors or their attitude, you need to make some time, prioritize that child, take 30 minutes and go do something fun with just them. And just let it be all about them and all about just having some really positive, wonderful time together and rebuild the positive relationship that may have taken a hit during the week. And that's just an incredible thing to do, not only for your child, but for you to feel better about your relationship with them.
Dr. Zweigorn, thanks for providing these positive parenting tips.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.